Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy.
Kyle, listen, I know it's your podcast, but I want to flip the script a little bit because I talked about it before and why it's so, why we enjoy working with uMortgage and your team so much. I wanted to kind of get your philosophy because we don't see it from other originators on the quality. Why is the quality of the loan file so important for you? And what do you do to provide such a good loan file for companies like us to work with?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for us is obviously the first thing is scalability because we're sending a lot of loans. We got a large team. We have a lot of loan officers and we don't want one loan officer's poor work to affect the others, right? So not only are we accountable to each other as loan officers, so I'm going to make sure I put in a dang good file. And you should just do that in general for, you know, consumers. Like people should just do a good job. But here it's a standard. Like if you don't meet certain requirements, like you're gone. I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you do a ton of business. If you're, you know, the way you treat processors, the way you treat underwriters, the way you treat clients, like if you don't treat them respectfully and you don't know how to escalate, which is that's us, we teach them how to escalate, and you don't know how to do these things, like it's just not a right fit for you. But it's very important that, you know, we want to be, you know, hold each other accountable. We also want to hold our partners accountable too, because like the worst thing ever is for a loan officer to come in and say, you're the worst lender ever, you guys suck, and then I analyze what the loan officer did and they did a poor job too. So that's really hard. That puts everyone in a tough spot. Everyone, not just the loan officer, but also the, you know, the team, whether it be an underwriter or a closer or just the wholesale lender, or anyone really. And so we try to make sure that, okay, I'm going to make sure my stuff is submitted dynamite. And I want to hold you accountable that you're going to do your job as well. And then together we're going to get in, you know, some good synergy, good energy, good rhythm, because I have good quality, you have good quality. Now we can replicate this times 100. Let's see if we can do 100 loans together. Let's say we can do 200 loans a month together. And the more smooth it is, it's the same exact process every single time, but it's, you know, with rigid, really, you know, really high quality stuff. Now you're going to get excited and we want your team to be excited. We want your underwriter to be like, yes, a uMortgage file, because they know it's going to be a good file. They know they can get through it probably half the time that they could and someone else just throwing crap. I mean, I like to use kind of like visuals here. So it's like, I want an underwriter to think that, you know, old school, let's think, you know, back when we had to print everything, right? I put it on her desk or his desk and it's just filed perfectly. Here's my file. And then I see a stack of other stuff that's just awful. It's just like someone just put it in a garbage bag, right? They're going to look at my file, even though that garbage bag file was probably submitted maybe a day or two. You know, maybe they're not supposed to do that, but they're going to want to look at my file and be like, I want to do his stuff. I want to work with that guy. And so that's what I try to tell my loan officers is like, look, like if you know how to do really good files up front, that sets the tone throughout the entire process. And you're showing proactively that underwriter that not only do you know your stuff, but you're setting the tone of how you want this transaction to go.
Yeah, you hit the topic of a couple of emails that are in my inbox right now, actually. I have an LO complaining about something and then they didn't do their job function, yes. Right? Which was, I know the app was wrong, but, and you're like, well, the app was wrong on some yes. basic stuff. So we get that a lot. The quality side and the other side of it was we had some uMortgage praise of saying that, holy cow, it's really great to work with people that know what they're doing.
Yes.
And when you get that, when you have a team that understands the business, they understand the rules, the guidelines, and they're preparing the file for you to be, you know, ready to, if there is something that they should be looking at and making a decision on, you've already provided that information for them and you didn't try to hide it. You put yes. it out there and say, let's make a decision with this information and this is what it is. This is why it meets the guideline. This is why it should get done. And you guys provide that. So we have that as well, saying that you guys have done an incredible job in prepping your files and putting that in. Now, you mentioned something about the LOs and, you know, doing it that way and make sure it's a high quality or, you know, that's not the right place for them. I wanted to touch base a little bit about kind of the culture here that you guys have built, because I could certainly feel it. I knew it when I was here. Like, you guys have built something incredibly special at uMortgage where this, I call it the community that you guys mm-hmm. have. How important is it here that everybody's kind of rowing in the same direction?
It's incredibly important. I mean, and it's hard building. When the larger you build a company, the harder it is to get everyone rowing.
Yeah.
And when, you know, sometimes you have people that are resistant and it changes everything. So, you know, we try really hard to not only cater to everyone, like we want people to feel as, you know, it changes hard. When you transfer from a different company in the mortgage world, that's not easy. That's a big decision. It's a lot. And so we want to make sure that not only they're comfortable, but here, you know, energy's huge. Like having good energy, trying to, you know, if I always tell people, if you have no value whatsoever, but you are super outgoing and good, fun to be around, and people enjoy your company, that sometimes might be the most valuable thing you can offer, is just having that high energy, having that, you know, good attitude. Because I see people, I see loan officers that have no experience whatsoever, but they have such a great attitude. Like they get off a cold call and maybe that real estate agent or that referral partner was really rude to them, and they're like, eh, I'm good, I'm fine, on to the next call. And they're super happy, and you know the word you said today, bubbly, right?
Yeah.
They're super bubbly, and you can tell it in the tone of their voice, and it's kind of contagious. And so you see that throughout U Mortgage, that I love that is, you know, this is not a place to ever complain. Like, you know, it's just that's, we don't tolerate it. It's solution-based. Everything's very solution-based. And I myself have transformed since I've been here with the mentors and people that have taught me. But, you know, we learn here, like, listen, there's different ways of doing things. And we learned very quickly that when an underwriter or a lender partner likes you, it is so much better than kind of what we've seen historically of like kind of being a bulldog of like, get this done or else, like, I'm your client. What the heck? Like, when we look at each other like we're partners, we've noticed a big difference. And that's why we can get things done very quickly. And we have great relationships. And, you know, relationships, not transaction, it's obviously a huge core value for us. But like any lender partner we use, like, we have great relationships with them. Like, we're friends. We're not just transactional, like, hey, can you get this done for me? I appreciate you. You do a good job, I do a good job. We go out our separate ways. No, like, we're golfing together. We're having good times, and we know about each other's families. And like, it really is something that it's fun to work at a place where not only do everyone support each other and we know each other and we have a good time, but our partners as well, we have really good relationships with them as well.
Yeah. I think it's important to talk through the quality. I go back to the quality, because for companies like us, like, we get the file in, and as when the file is in a really, like I said, in really good shape and in order, it's a lot easier to get the loan done. I can do way more, right?
Yes.
I can do way more in the manufacturing process. It makes it easier. People want to work on files, and we get that a lot. It's like, oh, I really want to work on that. Like, why is it, do you think, loan officers don't do that? Like, it just makes so much sense to me. It clearly makes sense to you, but you're on the street more. Like,
yep.
Like, why do loan officers, like, why don't they do it? And why is it that U Mortgage, like, and your team, like, they're always doing it that way?
First and foremost, you're only as good as your team. Like, I've learned very quickly, I've been, you know, a one-man show, very successful one-man show, but, you know, you have your limits in your sanity as well. But I found when you surround yourself with team members that have, you know, share that same passion, also that, you know, they're driven to have that really great process and they want to have that same goal and that vision. I've noticed when you're all, like you said, I love the analogy you use, rolling together, but when you have the really knowledgeable teammates that have your back, you want to have their back. And so what we try to look for is like, hey, look, we got the best processors here, best closers. Like, we have a really good funding team. Like, you as a loan officer, do a good job on your end, and they're going to make sure that everything's smooth for you. So it's kind of just this, you know, it's just this really good teammate mentality. Like, nothing's, like, I can't close a loan without a processor here. I can't. Like, yeah, I've done it in the past. I've done, you know, closed. You can't scale that way. You can't. You get kind of maxed out. And there are certain people out there that can, you know, do it. I use Todd Bitter, for example. Like,
yep.
That guy, Jimmy Hobson, they can do 30 loans a month in their sleep.
Machines.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kyle Kohler, when he does 30 loans a month, like, his wife wants to, you know, kill him. So it's like, no, she's sweetheart. But, you know, she's very like, where are you, dude?
Slightly murder you.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
You know, a little. Slightly. But, you know, at times, the biggest thing here is like, okay, well, we want to have quality over quantity. And loan officers, a lot of them, they don't have the right team around them. And they're, what's interesting in our market, and I find it fascinating, to be honest, is how tolerable loan officers are. They will stay at a crappy company for years just because the transition is painful. Like, I'll have loan officers tell me, yeah, we're like in, you know, week underwrite, takes a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, is that, why are you there?
Yeah.
Like, that's forever. Or they're like, oh, I really dislike my underwriters I work with. If you dislike the people you work with, why are you working there?
Yeah.
And so it is interesting, though, but they'll kind of just wait it out for a while. It is very interesting. But we decide, we're like, hey, look, we want to be that breath of fresh air. When you come here, you're like, wait, what? They want to help me? They're willing to, like, they're not combating. They're trying to be solution-based to solve these problems with us. a lot of loan officers are like, they're kind of shocked depending on where they're at, as far as not only the overwhelming amount of support they get, but like the willingness for that support at any time too. It's a 24/7 company. You know, I'm not saying that the processors are working at 3 a.m., but like, you get a chat 10 o'clock at night, you need help. Like, people are willing to help. It's not just loan officers.
Yeah. And it's the accountability side of it too. Like, you're getting them better, right? They have to sign up and they're not here. They can't kind of just coast there. They're going to be better originators for being here, do more production. And it's, and the higher loan quality, like we talked about, and having like loan originators out there. And from, again, from our side of it, you know, I'm sure if there's real estate agents that are listening to this, they've gone through the experience of like a like last minute fire right before closing, something gets denied or whatever happens. A lot of times, like I would say, like in the high 90s, 100% basis, you know what that issue is initially.
Yeah.
It could have been found. It's very rarely is it an issue that pops up last minute that couldn't have been recognized, fixed, or changed early in the process, or maybe denied. Yeah. If it is a denial, maybe it could have been denied before the bid went out.
Yeah, I always tell my loan officers, we're 5 days, business days ahead. Always think 5 days ahead.
Yeah.
If, you know, August 1st is a closing, no, you're thinking a week before. Think around look at July 23rd, 24th. That's what you're looking at. And if you're looking towards that, they do so much better. And another thing that I try to teach them as well is like pipeline management, not just for your leads, because our processing team is going to do an amazing job doing that for you, but like just understanding that if you look at your files or look at your pipeline every single day, you're going to be conscious of that one thing that you need to get done. And it after you do it every single day, it only takes me like 2 or 3 minutes. It really isn't that, it's not that much, but you know, good coaching as well, you know, having accountability, having good coaches here. And here's more about the activity. You're doing the activities, you're doing the work. Yes, we want you to close loans, but if you are doing the activities, have the data, it's proven you're going to get deals. You're going to do business. But you know, it's a little, I always like to say, welcome to the show when you come here, because we want you to work. And we want to be professional and be the best of the best. Like, we're looking to have the highest quality in everything that we do, whether it be marketing, whether it be originating, whether it be our processing team, and just even just the culture in general. Like, we are all here to try to get better. And, you know, it's hard. It's not easy getting better. Like, it really is something to get better every day. Like, it's, you know, people can kind of coast depending on some of their, you know, talents and stuff. But when you're truly trying to improve on something, it's not easy.
Yeah. It's consistent, and it's just every single day something has to be, you have to do something to get yourself a little bit better. And we talk through it, like I said, fires that happen on loans, and why I think, you know, from our perspective as lender, where you might send loans our way, like there's a perspective, and when the loans come in, because of that quality, like we want to do business with you. We want to do business. I would think that would be the same thing from a real estate agent's perspective or a referral partner perspective, like since you guys are putting together this really good package and making sure you get information, good, bad, or indifferent. The speed is there. You're getting information out to customers as fast as possible, whether they're pre-approved or not able, like what are the steps to get a loan. You know, why do you think sometimes agents that are out there kind of work with, I would say, they are okay with mediocrity?
That's another thing that's a big eye-opener as well. I mean, obviously relationships go a long way. I've learned, it took me a long time to actually in the industry to understand that, because I was so much better than my competition. And I'd be like, why are you still like, I would, you know, maybe I could have been a little bit more tactful on some things, you know, but I'd be like, listen, I just closed this loan in 7 or 8 days. My communication's way better. I know my pricing's way better. And, you know, relationships are very important in the industry. And I think that's important. And I value that, but it is interesting that you see, you know, just people settling for, they're okay.
Yep.
Like, and I hate that. If I had a real estate agent that asked, hey, you know, how is it working with Kyle? I'm like, yeah, he's all right. That would drive me crazy. Like, I would lose sleep. That would drive me nuts, you know? And maybe if, I wouldn't really care if they're like, you know, if they didn't necessarily like me that much, but if they said I was a meh loan officer, that would bother me. Now, if they said he's a phenomenal loan officer, but whatever, I don't know, we don't really mesh well. I'm like, well, that's just life, right? You find your people, but you know, we take pride in what we do, and you know, it's also fun to take pride in doing it multiple times. Like, I want to do this times 100. You know, I want to make sure that, like, how can we make sure that we do 120 loans this month and none had an extension? And those are the great months. We have a lot of those months, and those are the months that I'm like, yes, we're doing it. And that's when you know that you have a product that, you know, has that, like, everyone's kind of sees. It's just marketing, right? You have that reputation.
Yeah, I think the proof is in the pudding there. And like, you guys, walk the walk, which is nice. You hear a lot of people talk the talk, but you guys walk the walk. I've lived it, and I've seen it in action with this team and seen the quality when I was here at U Mortgage and the standard that they hold themselves to. It's just different in our industry. And again, it makes it such a pleasure to work with and get feedback from and build something and build processes around, because that's what we want. We want to build processes. You don't want to build processes for people who don't care.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people do that. A lot of companies do that. They'll create a system of like, hey, throw enough stuff against the wall, what's going to stick? And that's not the mentality here.
No.
And culturally speaking, you spoke about the culture here, and I'll kind of circle back to it. Yeah, it's interesting to see the vibe of the team. I mean, I don't think I've ever done a presentation, you know, and have it finish with, you know, a 56-year-old loan originator rap, a freestyle rap.
Awesome.
To me personally, which was amazing, and it was something I have not experienced. I think I want to experience it again. I need to have him do that again. No, it was awesome.
Yes, we got to get him in. We'll have a speaker next time.
We'll do that.
In front of everyone at AFR.
Yeah, we got to do that. Just give him a beat. But that was something that is unique, right? And it's unique, but like you mentioned, when you have someone that you know, has a great personality and is really bringing up the office, and I can see that it's just fun to work here.
Yeah,
it's just fun.
Good vibes.
A good time.
It's really fun. What's fun too, that, you know, we have a really great online presence too. So like the online platform is fun because you have great loan officers that really just want the support, you know, from operational standpoint. And then they want a culture standpoint, but they don't want to go into the office. They like being remote. They like being a little bit more free. They actually produce, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 10 loans a month. And, you know, we take care of that point with operations, but the online platform has been really fun. And at first, obviously it's awkward. I don't know, you know how it was, but COVID kind of really pushed it into like, it's kind of natural now. So, you know, it's fun to have, you know, boots on the ground, face-to-face, which is my favorite, by the way.
Yep.
And we have our quarterly where we see each other in person, whether, you know, throughout the nation. But like the online platform, I think, is the one thing that we've cracked the code, where it really is something that people can work here and really enjoy it. And we got great testimonials of, you know, random people in just random areas, right? We got a loan officer in San Diego, California, and I have another loan officer in Massachusetts. And, you know, actually, we're not licensed in Massachusetts, so you wouldn't be in Massachusetts. New Jersey, sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, New Jersey. So it's like they're opposite sides, but like they know each other. They see each other at meetings. They feed off of different ideas of what's working in their market. They learn from each other. And that's kind of the thing that's been fun, because the talent pool is just endless now, because we're an online platform. And that's the piece I think that's been huge, is the online. We got the daily sales huddle every single day at 12, and they're really, really good stuff. I mean, you're learning from loan officers at 20, 30 units a month. They're teaching you your secrets, like literally telling you everything what's going on. And we're, you know, 250, 300 LOs are on these calls. Like, that's a lot of good energy when you see, wow, there's 300 other people on here. Wow, all these people are on there and they produce more than me. This is important. And that's when, it, you know, I think it's really cool to see. And then it's really cool to see other branches and other markets, you know, get in a really good groove with like AFR. And they're like, guys, these guys are legit. Try them out. And then it works. It just does. Because peer-to-peer is like the number one thing that works. When your peers say they're rad, it's like, I don't even question it. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the engagement within the community is something I've never seen. I call the community at U Mortgage, and I've gotten a couple pieces that I've taken away from the companies I've been at. I haven't been in a ton, you know, maybe 4 different, one of them my own, over the last, you know, 20 years of being in this business. But, you know, I love the entrepreneurship that we had initially at AFR. Like, I love that building and figuring it out and like having some painful lessons,
yes,
right? You learn the most doing that. I liked the formality of having a public company, being in charge of a lot, like being on a shareholder call, yeah, and having to talk to a board. It was kind of weird for me.
Yeah.
I was definitely like the, you know, the meme of like all the corporate people at a corporate desk and the Big Bird was sitting there. That was me. You know,
that was me. That was me and you. In a meeting in Philadelphia that one time. That was great.
That, and, you know, and then with the broker, obviously, being small.
Which I was Big Bird, by the way, just letting you know in that meeting.
And then coming to U Mortgage and kind of seeing the community there and building off of it. And the things that I took so many things in the culture that was built here with me to AFR. And
I
messaged, you know, Anthony and Corey and you guys. Like, I messaged all, like, the core value piece that I didn't put enough emphasis on.
It's not
initially.
Fluff. It's
not fluff, and that's
not
what I'm doing.
Yeah, create strong communities, own the moment, get better every day. I mean, there's it really is. People live and die by the core values here. I mean,
it's the way you manage. It's the way to everything, all marketing, everything you have. And it's easy to hire and let go of people and doing this based on the core values of the company. And that's important.
Yeah.
You have to live and embody them. And they do that here. Like that I took that away.
And some people say corporate, it's like kind of corny. It's not.
No.
Here it is like, no, this is when you see the CEO that lives and dies by these things and everything that we run our business through is that way. It just becomes a party. Like it's so crazy. Like something will happen. Like I got a little moment here. And it's like, oh, shoot, I just said a core value. You know, it definitely is something that's a part of us.
It's something I took away. Like I said, I the first mission we had at AFR wasn't change the tech, change the people, change this and that. No, it was, hey, the first thing we have to do is establish core values.
Yeah.
Like we need it. We need to establish core values.
Best companies have them.
Yeah.
You Google any great company and just Google their core values and they're there. And then look at the trainings behind the core values because there's so many trainings that you can do behind them. And they have meaning because you actually mean it. Definitely something I love. Another thing I think that's crazy about you, Mortgage, and you know that I haven't really necessarily worked a lot of companies as well, but like it is a night and day difference. You're at your Mortgage 12 months later, it's a night and day difference.
Yeah.
It's always a night and day difference improvement too.
Yeah,
it is a lot different. Just so you know, like prepare yourself. Like there's change here. If we need to, like we give a lot of feedback, we also give ourselves feedback. If we need to make a change, we do. And we change a lot. And so some people actually don't like that. They like to kind of have the consistency of, but when you're wanting to get better, and I'm talking truly better, and you're growing so fast, change is going to happen. It's inevitable. And we kind of embrace that here. So we embrace the change as long as it improves, and it does, but it is insane. I was one of the first ones here when there was only like 12 or 13 loan officers, kind of like when you were AFR, right?
Yeah.
We were one of the first ones. And now we're at 300 plus, and I think we even got to like 500, but then we cut it down to people that actually produce, and now we're averaging, you know, close to 2 loans a month per LO, which is phenomenal if you think about it at that
incredible
range.
Number. Yeah.
It really is. People are doing the work, but like it is a night and day difference from even 6 months ago. And that's what's exciting about being a mortgage because, you know, and that's the same thing as like you said, someone said AFR, they did a loan with them 10 years ago. Like, this is the worst company. It's like,
yeah.
Someone, I don't even take anyone's, if someone worked at Umort 3 years ago and they're like, that company sucks, I'm like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
None.
If you're not changing, you're losing.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's our business. And so many people are so like, okay and complacent and be like, oh, we're content with how it is. We're going to be there and are still using old systems. Yeah.
That and it might be crushing and that's fine. But, yeah, but here,
about the future,
we are so different. And what's cool is that we're changing so much. Even, you know, Anthony's vision, he's already 2-3 years ahead. He is so high level when he speaks. And that's when you learn as a loan officer with him. What I love about Anthony, too, the CEO, is that like he coaches his branch managers. He coaches his loan officers to get better at their level. Like the way I communicated, you know, 2019, 2020, you can ask Dalton Facer. He's one of our head closers. He's a team lead there. He's like, it's night and day. It's not that I'm amazing or anything. It's because I have all these mentors that teach me and coach me in the moment and say, you know what? Maybe you should have reacted like this. Maybe you should have sent the email like this instead of this. Hey, you'd get a lot more success if you approach it this way.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned at UMortgage. UMortgage has taught me all these great loan officers, great branch managers, great leaders like yourself. And they actually want to help too. What's cool about it is like, I can ask like you, I asked you and I didn't even know you. I just, you know, I knew Sean and Sean told me about you. And I was like, hey, coach me on this email because I really wanted to get this thing figured out and I wanted to get what I wanted. And at the end of the day, it wasn't really about that. It was about my approach and you coached me and, you know, I've used that template and that thought process and it worked wonders for me. Like I couldn't believe how much better I get reactions from either underwriters or maybe, you know, any sort of escalation whatsoever. It's a night and day difference instead of me being Mr. Keyboard Warrior Bully, right? And that's what you learn at your mortgage. And so that's where it's interesting. And another thing you made a good point is like, even the people that have left, it's like this, I don't want to call it like a fraternity, but like they're still good friends.
Yeah.
I have a lot of loan officers that I still talk to every day that aren't even at your mortgage and I love them. Like
yeah.
It really is a cool community of learning and it's definitely something different.
The community is built of is the people. Right. That's it. And their people had, they shared in a value and they became close and stayed close. And that's been incredible for me at AFR as well, because that the community, it runs deep and it goes through. And if some people are here, some people left or some people or whatever it is, or new people join on.
That's why I know it's going to succeed. I know UMortgage is going to succeed because of that. I know, you know, people that have my back and they really do, like they have your back, like they're there for you. And, you know, it's tough. market in the last few years. It's not easy. You know, loan officers haven't had a good time. It's been a lot, you know, not only just rates in general, but just the whole psyche and the whole thought process of consumers. I mean, they have in their mind that $1,500 is like, that's what a mortgage payment is supposed to be.
Yeah.
No, rates were not supposed to be in the twos. Like, that's just not normal. Yeah. But they're finally getting out of it. But to get through that phase, what I liked about U-Mortgage is, you know this, like, U-Mortgage wasn't like, oh, let's just ride the wave. Like, the messaging was like, let's attack that storm, and let's go towards it. And that's what I've loved about U-Mortgage, as far as, you know, we've just been able to just attack and grow. And now our mentality is like, I don't really even care what the market is, because we're all in the same market. So I'm just going to work harder. And that's just how it, you know, when it comes from the top all the way down to the bottom, it's great to see.
And sharing the LOs and sharing with the, like, in a typical industry thing is, you have something that's working, and what you do is you kind of hold it and hide it and don't show it. And like, that's the opposite, right? It's like, hey, I found this, this works. I've been doing this and had great success. Hey, you guys should look at this market for this type of loan. Like, the amount of opportunity of getting knowledge from incredible originators, it just doesn't exist out there. And seeing that, and how willing they are to share, you know, their trade secrets of how to do their types of loans. And it's an incredible thing to see, and seeing everybody kind of combine in and trying to get better. And now that's great for guys like me. Right, I want to partner with you guys and know that when an originator comes on to U-Mortgage, like, they're going to get better. They're going to do a few more loans.
They will
be more loans, and there's more share opportunity for me to be able to get a loan in and bring that into our company, and everybody kind of wins in that scenario. But that sharing of knowledge is something like
the abundance mentality is key. Like, I have a lot of loan officers that, you know, I want, if their goal is they want to do their own shop, it's like, sweet, you know, we'll teach you how to do it, and you'll go out and execute, and then I want to see you succeed. So it's fun. I love you talking about U-Mortgage, Devin. It's great. We're talking about my company, and I'll throw this on my podcast as well. We'll make this an episode. So.
It should be. It warrants it. You guys do an incredible job. And again, I flip it back to AFR and saying, like, for us in our company, like, this is the kind of partnerships we want. Like, we want people that want to get better. They want to figure out the process. They don't want to point a finger and yell that, you know, AFR stinks.
Yeah.
No, it's like, hey, let's figure this out as a partnership, as a team. And like, everybody wins when you do it that way. And that's why we really appreciate the relationship.
I appreciate you, Robbie, man.